Well, so this class you can hear, especially in the chanting section, there's a little bit of distortion happening in the microphone for some reason. My brand new, somewhat fancy, pretty fancy microphone has distortion. So, unfortunately, I don't have another full-length open class scheduled for the rest of March. So I'm making the decision to go ahead and post it. If you find the distortion really annoying, you can skip the chanting part. And the rest of it sounds okay. There's like a little glitchiness here and there, but the rest of it is listenable. And then I'll try to figure out what the heck I'm doing wrong with my brand new microphone. So apologies for the subpar quality, although the quality is better than it was 10 years ago or 12 years ago when I started this thing. So we're improving, making improvements all the time, and still struggling from time to time. But hey, this is a one-woman show over here. Right? I recorded and edited and posted and I do the website. One woman show basically. So anyway, if it's too much, just, see you next month. No problem. And I'll try to get a handle on what's going on. In the meantime, go over to the Patreon, subscribe, even if you subscribe for a dollar or two every month just to contribute something to the podcast, that's of course appreciated. I'm also trying to boost my number of subscribers so that we can actually start doing like live events over there, live classes or Q&As or whatever you want to do. So go check out the Patreon page if you can. If you pledge $9 a month, you'll get like a couple extra videos, couple extra classes, couple of blog posts from me every month. So you'll support kind of all the content creation. Anyway, hope you enjoy the class. Thanks so much. And first we'll om. One of my Sanskrit teachers calls om the great eraser. So like whatever's going on, whatever's in your mind, you can whew, erase, start over. So we'll go call and response. We'll take it just piece by piece at first. Vastu samye. Chitta bedat. Tayor. Vibhaktaha Pantaha. See, easy breezy. Vastu samye chitta bedat. Tayor vibhaktaha pantaha. Vastu samye chitta bedat. Tayor vibhaktaha pantaha. Vastu samye chitta bedat.
Tayor vibhaktaha pantaha. If chanting the Yoga Sutras is like your thing, it's, no. If it's of any interest to you at all, on Fridays, brilliant Sanskrit teacher to the stars, Manorama is teaching a Yoga Sutra chanting class. She's taking a little break for the next couple of weeks, but it'll be starting up again soon. I was able to attend last week, and even though I've been sort of studying these things for many years, she was able to like laser in to something that she was hearing that was a habit of mine, and it's like already changing my whole world. It's like, poosh. So stay tuned. As soon as she comes back, join us. Join us. Okay. So this sutra in particular has to do with our perception, right? It means something like each person, right? Each mind perceives an object according to their own, you could say, sort of karmas, right? According to their own upbringing, their own like experience, their own accumulation of experiences, their own relationships, their own like everything has that has come, at everything that has made, I know that was so odd, everything that has made that person's mind in that very moment, up to that point, right, affects the way that one perceives an object. Or you could even say a circumstance, like a relationship or a misunderstanding or what have you. And it's important to remember that. It's important to remember, of course, that of course, like even having the same experience, you and I will perceive that experience differently regardless. Like there's kind of no way around it, right? And that can lead to that actually explains a lot of our misunderstandings that we may have with people. I mean, I'm assuming I've never had a misunderstanding with anyone ever. Just kidding. No, misunderstandings happen all the time because we're by the nature of having two different brains and two different sets of experiences, we have a different, you know, we bring a little something to the table. Also, though, it's important to, I think when we're having misunderstandings with one another, it's important to remember that our brains have a lot of trouble with taking things out of context, right? And I think social media in some ways has made it like a little bit worse. It's just all too easy to take that one, 108 characters or whatever it is, or that one, frame of something that someone said and take it completely into a different context because, because I'm informing, whatever they're saying with my own set of meanings, right? I know. It's like hard to talk about too. Okay. So one way to sort of expand ourselves when we're experiencing misunderstandings is to like remember that even if we had like a little misunderstanding, what our mind tends to do is like cut out the rest of the context of the person, right? Once we learn more about that person's context, once we learn more about their experience or their background or their set of experiences that led them to whatever conclusion, you know, whatever, it's much, much easier to come to an understanding. Just remembering that the fullness and richness and completeness of another person can't all be communicated in that one, you know, instant of a miscommunication. All right. Let's just get moving, okay? And we'll keep thinking about it. And then we'll do some meditating at the end. So let's come into downward facing dog. We can certainly, you know, I assume we can all agree that, like, the better we understand someone's point of view, then the more, you know, the more understanding arises, right? So the more we can kind of put ourselves in the place of trying to understand rather than trying to be in the I'm on the right side and you're wrong. With your inhale, come on forward to a plank position, shoulders forward over the wrists. Exhale, lower the knees, the chest, and the chin to the floor. Inhale, slide forward into cobra. Exhale, tuck the toes, sit all the way back towards the feet, and then extend the legs, downward dog. Inhale, come forward into a plank. Exhale, lower halfway down, chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. I had read a book this week called How to Talk to Anyone, which for whatever reason, that title intrigued me. I thought, well, wouldn't it be better if I was better at talking to people? So I read it. And the thing that really stuck out to me that he kept reiterating in different forms was when you're in any conversation, including a misunderstanding or a repair situation, are you in it to be understood or are you in it to understand, right? And that if we can sort of shift our priority towards understanding the other person more so than asserting our own position, that can lead to a lot better repair and relationship. Okay, come walk the feet forward towards the hands and fold forward over the legs. Let the head hang down. Breathing is advisable. Separate the feet. Bend the knees. Come into a deep squatting position with the hands together. Good. Bring the hands down to the floor. Raise the hips up and fold forward over the legs. Thanks. Heel toe the feet like halfway closer together. Arms behind the back. Lace the fingers together into one fist. Stretch the arms as much away from the back as you're able to for now. With your inhale, bend the knees. Open the chest and look forward. Exhale, straighten the legs to fold forward. Inhale, bend the knees. Open the chest, look forward. Exhale, straighten the legs to fold. Inhale, bend, look forward. Exhale, extend and fold. One more, inhale, bend. Exhale to extend, hands on the waist. Lift all the way upright to a standing position. Reach the arms up overhead, clasp the hands together into one fist. Stretch the elbows, look straight ahead, inhale. Exhale, bend to the left side. Inhale, lift up to the center. Exhale, bend to the right side. Inhale, lift up to the center. Exhale, left side. Inhale, center. Exhale, right. Inhale, center. One more time each side. Exhale, left. Inhale, lift up and exhale, right side. Inhale, lift all the way upright and then release the arms. Feet and legs together. Exhale, a full breath out, getting ready for Surya Namaskar. Inhale, reach the arms up overhead. Hands pressed together, look up. Exhale, fold all the way forward, hands to the earth. Inhale, prepare, halfway lift. Exhale, hop, step, or walk back. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Breathe in. Breathe out for one. Good. Inhale. Exhale, two. Breathe in. Breathe out for three. Inhale. Exhale, four. Breathe in. Breathe out, bend the knees, look forward. Inhale, hop or step, feet to hands. Exhale, fold forward. Inhale, stand up, reach the arms up overhead, hands pressed together. Exhale, release the arms. Inhale, reach up, hands pressed together, look up. Exhale, fold all the way forward. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, hop or step back, chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Good, breathe in. Breathe out, one. Inhale. Exhale, two. Breathe in. Breathe out, three. Inhale. Exhale for four. Breathe in. Breathe out. Five. Bend the knees. Inhale. Hop or step. Feet to hands. Lengthen spine. Exhale. Fold forward. Inhale. Stand up. Reach the arms up. Exhale. Release the arms. One more. Inhale. Arms reach up. Exhale. Fold all the way forward. Inhale, prepare, look forward. Exhale, hop or step back, chaturanga. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Good, breathe in. Breathe out, one. Inhale. Exhale, two. That's it, inhale. Exhale, three. Inhale, exhale for four. Breathe in. Breathe out, bend the knees, look forward. Inhale, hop or step, feet to hands. Exhale to fold forward, head goes down. Inhale, stand up, reach the arms up. Exhale, release the arms. Good. Inhale, hook thumbs, reach arms up and arch back. Exhale, bend knees, swing arms behind, lace hands together and fold. Inhale, hands down, step the right foot back to lunge, look forward. Exhale, step all the way back, downward facing dog. Inhale, forward into plank. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale to plank. Exhale, knees, chest, and chin to the floor. Inhale, slide forward into cobra. Exhale, tuck the toes, sit back towards the feet, and then extend the legs, downward dog. Inhale, right foot steps forward. Exhale, left foot next to right foot, folding forward. Inhale, bend knees, hook thumbs, reach up, arch back, straighten legs at the top. Exhale, bend knees, all the way around behind, lace hands together and fold. Inhale, hands touch down, step the left foot back, look forward. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, plank pose. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, forward into plank. Exhale, knees, chest, and chin to the floor. Inhale, slide forward into cobra. Exhale, tuck the toes, sit back towards the feet, and then extend the legs. Inhale, left foot steps forward. Exhale, right foot next to left foot, fold forward. Inhale, bend knees, hook thumbs, reach up, arch back. Exhale, stand up, release the arms. Inhale, deeply bend the knees, reach the arms overhead, Utkatasana. Exhale, hands to the floor, fold forward, Uttanasana. Inhale, halfway lift to prepare. Exhale, hop or step back, Chaturanga. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, step the right foot forward, turn the back heel down, reach up, warrior one. Exhale, hands to the floor, step back and lower, Chaturanga. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, step the left foot forward, reach all the way up, Virabhadrasana one. Exhale, hands down, step back and lower, Chaturanga. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. Again, both sides. Inhale, right foot steps forward, Virabhadrasana one. Exhale, hands down, step back, Chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, step the left foot forward. Reach up, Virabhadrasana one. Exhale, hands down, step back, Chaturanga. Inhale, upward face. Exhale, downward face, holding. Breathe in. Breathe out, one. Inhale. Exhale, two. Breathe in. Breathe out for three. Inhale. Exhale, four. Breathe in. Breathe out, bend the knees, look forward. Inhale, hop or step feet to hands. Exhale to fold forward. Inhale, deeply bend the knees, reach the arms up, chair pose. Exhale, stand up and release the arms. Inhale, bend the knees, reach the arms up. Exhale, hands to the floor, folding forward, let the head go down. Inhale, prepare. Lengthen the spine. Ah. Exhale, chaturanga. You saw, I didn't touch anything. That happened on its own. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. I was standing nowhere near either of the volume controls, for the record. Okay. All right, I know where we are. Inhale, step the right foot forward. Wait, what? What? It happened a second time, people. Okay. Okay. Warrior one. Stay there. We're staying in warrior one. All right. Now behave. Behave. Okay. Place your hands on your hips. Straighten the right leg. Now try to face the hips as much forward as you possibly can, meaning you might even need to pivot the back foot to face at a little bit more forward angle. Then double the effort in the back leg. So push the back heel down so hard that you're strengthening that back leg a lot. Keep all that renewed strength happening in the back leg, even as you bend the right knee for warrior two in the legs. Now keep that beautiful shape we just created with the legs. Reach the arms all the way up. I swear it's... yeah, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening. I feel like I have to keep my hand on the dial to keep it from moving now. Online people, I swear I'm not doing it. Okay. Hands pressed together. Bend the elbows behind the head and let the thumbs touch the very base of the neck, kind of like C7, right at the top where the shoulders meet the neck. And then lift your elbows even higher up to the ceiling. Squeeze the biceps in towards the ears and lean your head back into your upper arms. Yes, that's it. Now keep the whole rest of the shape the same, but reach the arms up again. Palms of hands pressed together. Look towards your thumbs. Bend more, that's it. Strong back leg. Take one more inhale. Exhale, open hips and arms to the side. Inhale, straighten the right leg. Exhale, reach to the right for triangle, Trikonasana. Right hand down, left arm reaches straight up. Breathe in. Breathe out, one. Deep breathing, inhale. Exhale, two. Inhale. Exhale, three. Breathe in. Breathe out, four. Inhale. Exhale. With your inhale, stand all the way upright. Exhale, bend the right knee for warrior two. Stay. Breathe in. That's it. Breathe out, one. Long arms all the way out to the fingertips for two. Good. Breathe in. Breathe out, three. Inhale. Exhale, four. Good. Lift the top of the chest. Inhale. Exhale. With your inhale, straighten the right leg. Exhale, bend the right knee. Place the right hand outside of the right foot and reach the left arm all the way over the left ear for extended side angle. Breathe in. Breathe out, one. Push the right knee against the right arm. Exhale, two. Breathe in. Breathe out for three. Inhale. Keep turning the chest towards the side wall. Four. Inhale. Exhale. Good. Inhale. Touch both hands down. Exhale. Start to straighten the front leg. Inhale. Head and chest lift. Look forward. Exhale. Fold forward. Good. Breathe in. Breathe out. One. Inhale. Exhale, two. Breathe in. Breathe out, three. Steady the breathing. Inhale. Exhale, four. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inhale, bend the right knee. Hands to the floor, plank pose. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, step the left foot forward, right heel down. Reach all the way up, Virabhadrasana, one. Good, hands on your waist, straighten the front leg. Turn the hips to both face as much forward as you can. It might mean pivoting the toes a little bit more towards like 1 o'clock or so. Double your efforts, triple your efforts on pushing the back heel down. So press the back heel down so strong that suddenly you can feel the whole back leg light up. And then bend the left knee without losing the action in the right leg. Keep the legs the same. Reach the arms all the way up overhead. Palms of hands pressed together. Bend the elbows behind the head so that the thumbs come to touch like the base of the neck or so. Scoop the tips of the elbows up to the ceiling. Lean your head back into your upper arms a little bit. Good. Keep pressing the back foot down crazy strong. Mm-hmm. Keep the whole rest of the shape the same. Reach the arms up again. Look towards the hands. Breathe in. Breathe out. Good. Breathe in. And then as you exhale, open the hips and arms to the side. Inhale, straighten the left leg. Exhale, reach to the left for triangle, Trikonasana. Breathe in. Breathe out, one. Good. Inhale, try to open up the front of the collarbones towards the wall we're facing. Two. Breathe in. Breathe out for three. Breathe in. Breathe out, four. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, stand all the way upright. Exhale, bend the left knee. Virabhadrasana, two, and hold. Breathe in. Breathe out, one. Inhale. Exhale, two. Good. Breathe in. Breathe out, three. Inhale. Exhale, four. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inhale, straighten the left leg. Exhale, bend the left knee. Place the left hand outside of the left foot. Reach the right arm all the way over the right ear for extended side angle. Good. See that the left knee is bending all the way over the left ankle. Turn the middle of the chest towards the side wall. Two. Breathe in. Breathe out. Three. Inhale. Exhale, four, breathe in, and breathe out, inhale, both hands touch down, exhale, start to straighten the front leg, inhale, head and chest lift, look forward, and exhale, fold forward, breathe in, breathe out, try to pull the left hip crease up and back a little bit more, two, breathe in. Breathe out, three. Inhale, exhale, four. Inhale, exhale, inhale, bend the left knee, hands to the floor, plank pose. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, take the right leg up and back behind you. Down dog splits. Exhale, bend the right knee towards the nose, knee towards your chest. But then you're going to flex the right foot and you're going to step the right foot behind the left wrist or so. Yeah, somewhere over near the left part of the mat. Now, flex the right toes a lot, like pull the toes back. And make the ankle as rigid as you can, almost like you're trying to karate chop the floor with your strong right foot. And then slowly start to straighten the right leg. You might need to walk your hands back a little bit. Your hands could be on blocks for balance. Keep that right ankle nice and strong. Even if your right foot doesn't extend all the way, that's okay. Three. Try to push a little bit more into the back foot. Inhale, bend the right knee, hands to the floor. Exhale, down dog split, reach it up and back. Inhale, right foot forward, warrior one, reach all the way up. Exhale, straighten the right leg, bring the hands onto the waist. Just like we practiced in warrior one, turn the points of the hips to face as much forward as you can. Just like we practiced in warrior one, push the back foot down incredibly strongly. Feel like you're really livening up that back leg. Reach the left arm up, and then keeping the back leg really firm and strong and energized, reach all the way across, placing the left hand on the right side of the right foot, preparing for rotated triangle. Now start to turn the chest to the right. Right arm reaches up. One, two. Helen, your right foot should be forward. Three. Good. With your inhale, bend the right knee, both hands to the floor. Step. Exhale, lower the left knee down to touch the floor. Inhale, reach the arms up. Get ready to twist. Exhale, hands to prayer. Twist to the right side. Hook the left upper arm outside of the right leg. bend the front knee a little bit more, send the hips a little more forward, and then optionally, you could tuck the back toes under, lift the back knee up away from the floor for a standing spinal twist. One, good. If the back knee is up, try to straighten that back leg all the way for two. Keep trying to work the chest closer to meet the thumbs, thumbs to meet the chest. Three, breathe in. Breathe out. Four. Inhale. Exhale. Good. Inhale, both hands to the floor. Cross the left knee all the way to the right side of the right foot and come to sit down for a seated spinal twist. Reach the left arm up. Exhale, twist to the right side. Look all the way over the right shoulder. Breathe in. Breathe out. One. Inhale. Exhale. Two. Good. Inhale. Use the strength of your arms to deepen your twist. Three. Breathe in. Breathe out. Four. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Turn to face front. Exhale, counter twist. Turn to face front. This time, let's stack the knees up. So right knee over left knee. I know usually we go into ankle to knee here, but not today. Okay, so yeah, you can arrange the knees with your hands, or sometimes it can help to come forward onto hands and knees and kind of tuck the knees together before sitting back down. It could also help. Maybe if the shape isn't coming together today for you in the way you would like, you could sit on a block or a blanket. Okay, go ahead. Grab your toes. And then imagine you're reaching your chin forward of your knees. So rather than just simply dropping the head down, you're actually kind of lengthening forward into it. Four. Lift all the way upright to a seated position. And then again, take a little twist to the right side. So in this case, I'm using my left forearm to like push against my leg here. And then my right hand that's behind my back, it's helping me twist a little bit more. Now, if you're flexy in that particular kind of a way, you could reach the right hand all the way around to grab the right toes, which are behind your back now. And you could grab your left big toe with your left hand, which is the foot that's closest to it. The hand that's in front of you grabs the foot that's in front of you. The hand that's behind you tries to grab the foot that's behind you. And then pull yourself deeper into the twist. I know. Pretzel pose. Pretzel asana. Okay, turn to face forward. One more counter twist. Inhale, turn to face forward, swing that right leg all the way around behind you, hands to the floor, plank. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Okay, take the left leg up and back now, down dog splits. Bend the left knee towards the nose. And then flexing the left foot, place the left foot behind the right wrist. So cross it behind the opposite hand. Flex the left foot a lot. Keep that ankle nice and rigid and strong. And then slowly start to extend that leg. Walk your hands back. That's it. Really rigid foot. Yes. Great. Back. Straight back. Straight back. Yes. You got it. Two. Don't worry, it's not an official asana, so there's no way to do it wrong. It's only correct. Four. Good. Inhale, bend the front knee. Exhale, down dog split. Take that left leg up and back. Inhale, step the left foot forward. Warrior one, reach all the way up. Exhale, hands to the waist. Straighten the front leg. Face both hips as much forward as you can. Press the back foot down. Back leg is nice and vigorous and energized. Keep that energy. Reach the right arm up. Exhale. Take the right hand all the way across to the left side of the left foot for rotated triangle. Parivrita Trikonasana. turning the chest to the left, option to lift the left arm up, 2, 3. Good. With your inhale, bend the left knee, hands to the floor. Exhale, lower the right knee down to the floor. Inhale, sweep the arms up overhead. Exhale, hands to prayer, twist to the left side. Move the hips a little forward, bend the front knee more, and then optional to lift the back knee up, standing spinal twist. 1. Good. Shoulders moving back and down. Spread the top of the chest. 2. Back legs super straight and strong. 3. 4. 5. Inhale, touch both hands down. Exhale, cross the right knee all the way to the left side of the left foot and come to sit down. Seated spinal twist. Reach the right arm up. Exhaling, twist to the left side. Look all the way over the left shoulder and breathe. 1. Good. Sitting up as straight and tall as you can. Chest is open, shoulders drawing down the back. 3. Good. Yeah. 4. Use the strength of the arms to twist a little bit more. 5. Inhale, turn to face forward. Exhale, counter twist. Inhale, turn to face forward. Let's stack up the knees for Gomukhasana in the legs. So left knee stacks over the right knee. You can do whatever you need to do to get the knees arranged, and you could even sit on a block to help with the shape. And then go ahead, go forward. Reach the chin forward of the knees. 2. Good. Lift all the way upright to a seated position. We're going to twist to the left. So my right forearm is kind of pushing against my left leg to help me twist. And just like as if it was a seated spinal twist, your left hand can be behind on the floor. And then if you wanted to go into the bind, the hand that you're able to look at without changing your shape will grab the foot that's in front of it. And then the left hand could reach all the way around behind. Maybe you just feel the hip crease, or maybe you can find a way to grab that left toe. Come on. 4. Some days it doesn't happen. 5. Inhale, turn to face front. Exhale, counter twist. Inhale, turn to face front. Swing the left leg all the way around behind. Hands to the floor. Step right into a plank. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. Step the feet just like 2 inches closer to the hands. Shorten the dog just a little bit. With your left hand, reach underneath and hold your right heel, ankle, shin, whatever you can find. Pull on your leg in order to turn your face underneath your right armpit. Try to push both heels down somewhat evenly, even though, of course, it's difficult. And then place the left hand down, switch sides. Right hand holds the left heel, ankle, whatever part of the leg you can find. Left hand pushes the floor forward and down. Right hand pulls on the opposite leg. Good. Both hands to the floor. Walk the feet back where they came from. Good. Soften the knees and look forward. Inhale, hop or step the feet to the hands. Exhale to fold forward. Inhale, deeply bend the knees. Reach the arms up, chair pose. Exhale, stand up and release the arms. Bend the right knee into the chest and hold onto the front of the right shin for the moment. Lift the center of the chest, straighten the left leg a lot. So we're starting with the right knee in the chest. Now, keeping the upper body totally vertical, Bend the left knee, but don't let the shoulders come forward. Just go as far down as you can, keep vertical in the upper body. And then extend and straighten, lift up. Good. Bend. And straighten, 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 straighten. Push the crown of the head up to the ceiling even more. And bend. And straighten. Now, shift the hands to under the left thigh. Chest stays, under the right thigh. Whoa, that would be weird. Flex the right foot. Extend the right leg forward. Point the foot and bend the knee. Keep the standing leg super duper straight and strong. Flex and extend. Try not to lean back. Point and bend. Exhale, flex and extend. Keep the foot flexed. Bend the right knee. Cross the right ankle over the left thigh. So you're in like a figure four with the legs. Soften the left knee a little or a lot. And then start to reach your hands down, straightening the left leg. Let your head go down. If it's tough to reach the floor, put blocks under the hands. Also, it's not, especially if your knees are very flexible on the more mobile side. Try to keep like a little softness in the standing knee. No need to overly straighten that standing leg. Yeah. Okay, soften the left knee. Reach the arms all the way up to the ceiling. Bend the right knee into the chest and stand all the way upright. Grab the right foot with the left hand and then twist. Extend the right leg forward. Reach the right arm back. Moonrise. Two. Good. Yeah, don't worry. Take a moment to gather your thoughts if needed. Four. Good. Inhale, reach the right arm up. Exhale, grab the foot with both hands. Inhale, bend the right knee into the chest. Lift up. Give your right knee an extra squeeze. Exhale, release. Feet and legs together. It got like 5 degrees hotter in this room suddenly. Okay. Bend the left knee into the chest. Hold onto the front of the left shin. Lift the center of the chest. Stand up really straight and tall. Now, keep hold of your left knee. Bend the right knee, but keep the torso upright. So you're kind of going up and down the elevator. Yeah. Inhale, extend. Exhale to bend. Inhale, extend. Exhale to bend. Good. Straighten out the standing leg. Now move your hands from the front of the shin to the back of the hamstring, like behind your thigh. Exhale, flex the left foot, extend the left leg forward. Inhale, point and bend. Exhale, flex and extend. Inhale, point and bend. Exhale, flex and extend. Good. Now, keep the flex of the foot. Bend the knee. Cross your left ankle over your right knee. Bend the right knee. So bend the standing knee so that you can reach down and touch either the floor or your blocks. And then slowly start to extend the right leg. But again, try not to kind of lock out the back of the knee here because we have the extra pressure of the ankle against the leg. We don't need all that extra pressure. Okay, soften the right knee. Good. Reach the arms up. Bring the left knee up into the chest as you straighten the right leg. And then right hand reaches down to grab the left foot, twisting to the left for moonrise. One. Good. Chest lifting. Do your best to organize the standing leg. Three. Four. Five. Inhale. Reach the left arm up. Grab hold of the foot with both hands. Inhale a breath. Bend the left knee into the chest. And exhale. Release. Feet and legs together. Awesome. We're going to practice inversions now. So if you would like to move to the wall, we have plenty of wall space today. Just avoid the wall, like these two columns, like where the thermostat is and where the camera is, yeah? Great. All right, we're gonna start with handstand. You can. I don't think anyone will be coming and going at this point. Okay, handstand first. So find your way into some variation of handstand. You wanna try something with me? Don't worry. Don't worry, we're gonna start where we start. Yeah, we'll start at the beginning. So, look what we're gonna do. You're gonna actually start backwards with the feet at the wall. And then I'm gonna just practice putting one foot at the wall. And then I'm gonna push so hard into that foot that maybe I can lift the second foot to the wall. And you can stay like that and just get used to that, building up some arm strength. Yeah? Okay, give it a try. I believe in you. Yeah, come right over here. Plenty of space. Four. Yeah, that's it. Push hard. Bring your foot up a little higher. And then push so hard that it's like you could lift the other foot off the wall. Off the foot. I know, that's part of it, though. No one has ever tried a handstand that wasn't a little scared at first. So that is a little, that's kind of a part of what we're working with. Actually, moving the hands back further is going to be harder. No. Keep the hands more forward. Yeah, moving them farther back is going to make it harder. Good. If you're right in the middle of something important, keep going. Otherwise, when you're ready, move into forearm stand practice. Yeah, I can. So that's a big question. Let me come to you in a second. For now, sure, yes. Yeah. Then I would move your hands way closer to the wall, like way closer. And then try to get your whole back as long as possible to avoid that curve. Yes. Even chin to your chest. Yes. Oh boy. Good work. Nice. I love it. It could be. I have little calluses on my elbows. Yeah. Okay. Again, if you're like something and you're about to have a little breakthrough, you can keep working on it. Otherwise, head stand, Shirshasana. Think flex feet. Yeah, that's it. Yep. Yeah. Have you done this one before? Oh, great. Oh, yeah, no worries. We've all had our first yoga class ever. So start by clasping the hands together, and then you're going to put your head on the floor right behind your hands. Lift your knees up. Start to tippy toe your toes a little closer in. And then see if you can gather one knee into the chest. Bring it closer to the chest. Yes, exactly. So maybe that's how we start today. And then we will build slowly. Yeah. When you're ready, you can slowly start to come down out of it. And then make your way back to the middle. Press back to downward facing dog. Okay, good. All right. Inhale, come forward into plank. Exhale, lower all the way to the floor. Keep the hands either side of the chest, but pull the hands back a couple of centimeters. Bring the big toes together. With your inhale, lift up your head, chest, and legs for Shalabhasana. One, two, three, four. Yeah, good. Good. Exhale, slowly release on down. Arms behind the back. Lace the fingers together into one fist. Good. With your inhale, lift head, chest, and arms. Shalabhasana. One. Good. Exhaling, slowly release on down. Bend the knees. Reach back, catch hold of the ankles. Inhale, lift on up, head, chest, and knees for Dhanurasana. One. Good. Exhaling, slowly release down. Good. Bend the knees. Reach back. Catch hold of the ankles. Inhale. Lift on up. Head, chest, and knees. Dhanurasana. Arms straight. Feet kicking back. Yes. Two, three, four. Good. Exhale, release on down. Place the hands either side of the chest. Inhale, lift forward and up into upward dog. Exhale, go back downward facing dog. Inhale, forward into a plank. Exhale, slowly lower all the way to the floor. And then flip over onto your back. Bring the feet flat onto the floor. Lift the hips up. Interlock the hands behind the back into one fist. One, two. Feet a little bit apart. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. And then think of squeezing in a little bit, even when I'm not there. Okay. Good. Separate the hands. Release the back down to the floor. Now you can continue with the same shape. Otherwise, if you'd like to go for a full back bend, you're going to place the hands on the floor either side of the head. Decide what you're going to do, and then with your inhale, go ahead, lift up either of the two back bends. Good. Try not to lose the inner edge of the foot here. Yeah, four. And chin to the chest and slowly release down. Again, place the hands either side of the head. Second time, inhale, lift up. One, good, chin to your chest. Slowly release down. Hang on, give me your hands. Hold my ankles. Put your feet on the floor. Okay, set up third time. Third time's a charm, as they say. No, like that. Yeah. Okay, you're gonna push as if you wanna push down. Yeah? Okay. Go ahead, lift up third time. Yes, push, push, push. That's it. Try to straighten your arms even more. Yes. Awesome. Good. Chin to the chest. Slowly come on down, hug the knees into the chest. Good. Bring both knees all the way over to the left side of the body. As you look to the right, knees up to the center and then go the other way. Knees all the way over to the right side. Good. Bring the knees all the way up to the center. Come on up to a seated position. Sit up straight and the legs forward. You can face either direction. Flex the feet, fold forward. Yeah, don't worry. Even if your neighbor is doing something different, don't worry. Lift all the way upright to a seated position. Bend the knees into the chest. Open the knees out to the sides. Hold on to the ankles. And fold forward. Baddha Konasana. And then lift all the way upright to a seated position. Keep the shape of the legs the same, but lay down on your back. Now you are welcome to stay like this, or you could come up into shoulder stand. Bend your knees. Put your feet on me. Yep. Now push into me and lift your hips up. Now get your hands behind your back. More. Hold your back with your hands. Push more. Push more. Lift your hips higher. That's it. Okay, try one leg up. Just one. Ooh, good. And then give me that foot again. And then try the other leg up. Awesome. Don't worry, get stronger every time. Yeah. Good. If maintaining a balanced and happy state of mind, even in the face of adversity, is a key factor in preventing hatred from arising, we still may wonder how to achieve it. When you are faced with adverse circumstances, feeling unhappy serves no purpose in overcoming the undesirable situation. Easier said than done. It is not only futile, but will in fact only serve to aggravate your own anxiety and bring about an uncomfortable and dissatisfied state of mind. You lose all sense of composure and happiness. Anxiety and unhappiness gradually eat away inside you and affect your sleep, your appetite, and your health as well. In fact, if the initial harm you experienced was inflicted by an enemy, your mental unhappiness may become a source of delight for that person. Therefore, it is pointless to feel unhappy and dissatisfied when faced with adverse circumstances, or for that matter, to retaliate against whoever caused you harm. Generally, there are two types of hatred or anger that result from unhappiness and dissatisfaction. One type is when someone inflicts harm upon you, and as a result, you feel unhappy and generate anger. Another type is when, although no person may be directly inflicting harm upon you, as a result of seeing the success and prosperity of your enemies, you might feel unhappy and generate anger on that basis. Two types of anger, yeah? One arising from not getting what I want or being harmed. Another type of anger arising from seeing someone else get something that they want or that I don't feel that they deserve, right? Two types. So if you're still in shoulder stand, come into plow, halasana. So actually those two types in the yogic system, they actually have to do with twisting. They have to do with, you know, twisting to the right involves excessive craving or, you know, wanting to get more things that we think will be pleasurable. Twisting to the left has to do with aversion or wanting to avoid things that we assume will be unpleasurable. Okay, if you're in plow, slowly start to roll down out of it. And then setting up for fish, matsyasana, crown of the head to the floor. If you're in fish, chin to the chest and slowly release down. But what the reading is essentially saying is that that sort of adding our, you know, we sort of double our suffering by sort of stewing about another person's success or resenting some harm, right? Okay, Shavasana. Start to deepen the breath. Start to bring some movement into the body. Take a moment to move or stretch any way you need. And then bending the knees into the chest, roll to the right-hand side and slowly come on up to a seated position, sitting all the way upright. And set up a comfortable seat for meditation practice. Try your best to relax. Be still. Start by focusing on the breath. So from inside, just try to like place your body in space. So feel the, you know, sort of relative position of the body. Maybe feel the weight of the seat against the floor. And then that sense of groundedness that comes with that feeling. And then imagine the bluest sky, clear blue sky. And then starting at the crown of the head, slowly scanning down through the body, replace all the insides of the body with clear blue sky. So feeling that there's this sort of equally spacious feeling inside as that vision of blue sky on the outside. We're going to do a short version of a longer contemplation on working with difficult people. I would highly recommend not using the hardest person at first. So take it easy. Maybe just start with someone who's a little bit annoying. Also, if you're, you know, if you're going through a big thing right now, maybe, you know, again, maybe skirt the outer edges of it. Don't go kind of full in, full throttle into it. So maybe starting with someone who you've had a recent, you know, relatively mild misunderstanding with. Again, keep it, you know, especially if you're not used to this kind of contemplation work, keep it manageable. So first, kind of acknowledging that, like, that sort of all beings have the same capacity to react lovingly as they do to react with fear or scarcity or hurtfulness. Including myself, I have the very same capacity to react from a sense of fear or anger or lack. If there's a particular misunderstanding that you can recall, see if you could kind of exchange places for a moment and see if maybe you could entertain the possibility of seeing the misunderstanding from their side. And then try to kind of flesh out a little bit more of that person's context, right? So acknowledging that that person, you know, that the way they grew up and the experiences that they've had and the, you know, assumptions that they make, you know, that's all come from their past experiences, their karmas, their perceptions. And that if we had all their accumulation of experience, we'd probably interpret things the way that they are. And then, you know, try to remember, even though it can be difficult, try to remember that no matter how irritating that person appears to you, that they actually have, you know, people who care about them, people who love and support them, people who see them completely differently than the way you see them. And even if it's difficult, even if you have no intention of interacting with this person, if you can help it, try to at least in your mind send them a wish that they find happiness and clarity in their mind. And then following that up with a wish for all beings to be happy and find freedom and clarity. Oh. Thank you all so much for making time for practice today and for all of your hard work.